Lord Jesus, I trust in you. Only you know how we are going to overcome the challenges that you've allowed. Only you can rally those around us who can help in the narrow window of time you have given us. Jesus, I trust in you. Forgive me, please, for allowing anxiety and impatience to tarnish my love for these men. Give me a heart of gold for them. Amen. Well, my precious family, we are moving forward in spite of the roads, but I have to tell you, it is really bad. In places, the road just looks like a landslide full of small boulders and sharp rocks. The road isn't even recognizable. I was reminded of what the ads on TV do when they show a truck tackling an off-road slope. I'm grateful to get to the refuge, but it takes us more than an hour in and out, and it's very tedious driving, sometimes just crawling along over rocks. Both driver and passengers are worn out by the time we get home. Before the local people illegally closed the road, it was 20 minutes to the refuge. Dear ones, pray for me. I do get tired and frustrated that so much of our time is senselessly taken up driving because these men are opposing God and His will, and all I can do is offer this inconvenience to Him for their salvation. Surely the Lord will someday soften their hearts to care for us as their neighbors. We've done nothing to harm them, and yet they continue to make access to our land extremely rough on our vehicles and the people coming in and out to help. Perhaps they do not understand that we won't quit. 19 years ago, they said we'd only be there till half of the winter, and then we'd leave. Well, 5 years later, we left only because the Lord called us to the valley and ministry. So they should know by now we're not quitters. We've had 2 new people come to help, and it's been so good to be able to talk about God while we're working. We have a family of 5 up there, and the 2 people, one of them is from Nigeria, and he's living here in the States and working, took time off from his job to come and help us for a week. Each of us has a scriptural inspiration or a word of encouragement for one another several times during the day, and truly it feels like family, the Lord's family. And the Lord's Supper readings given to us by the Holy Spirit were, "Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do." That's Ezekiel 17. And I'll tell you, after a day of work on the mountain, withered is a very good description. I think, at least for me. We do feel like a tender shoot, dear ones, and the Lord has given me this prophecy about you heart dwellers many, many times. So the mountain will be a place of great birthing, which reminds me of our bishop's shield. At the very base of the Tau Cross that spans the Rio Grande Gorge, which St. Francis used the Tau Cross as a symbol of salvation, is a nest with baby doves and a mama dove in it and a papa dove nearby. So as we gathered as intercessors to pray concerning the roads leading to the refuge, the Lord gave Mother Nana an image of a huge silver chain encircling and keeping the gate shut from high above in the sky, as though it had been sealed demonically from the second heaven. As she looked on this massive chain hovering above and around the gate, All of a sudden, the chain links broke away powerfully, and the gate was freed. Then she had an impression that the chains on the gates would be broken, and that we would have access to the roads again before September, before winter. But we need that road open now to get our lumber in. By September, winter will already start. Oh, dear. She sought the Lord using the Catholic Bible promises and got Jesus Christ as scripture in Isaiah 11:1-4, and then gave it to me to confirm while praying in tongues. She had a strong urge to stay in prayer and pray the continuous rosaries. Then Mother Sherry had the same impression that we weren't praying hard enough concerning these roads, and that the rosary is our weapon of choice now. We believe that we, along with all heart dwellers, are being called to pray the rosary daily and ask the Blessed Mother to support our cause with her prayers. We were all reminded of how the young couple ran out of wine because of Mary's intercession. The Lord did his first public miracle out of season. So we hope for her covering and intercession as well. Well, heart dwellers, today's my mother's birthday, my earth mother's birthday, and I salute her, Mother Linda, in heaven today, since it is your birthday. And I don't think it's any mistake at all that Ezekiel had a powerful vision. Mothers have a way with God in heaven, by the way. Ezekiel began, "I barely started the rosary, and I had like 3 screens in front of me. The first screen were all these ants, busy, busy, busy. Worker ants bringing supplies, building, just the way ants do. Even leafcutter ants bringing in all these little leaves like they have in South America. Then the next screen started to play. The second screen were bees, and I heard audibly, busy bees. And there were drones, and there were workers, and they were all getting the little chambers ready for the larva, the babies that were going to be born, and bringing in food for the queen, and that kind of activity. Very busy. They were piled up on top of each other. They were so busy. The third screen began to play out angels coming and going from the mountain. And last night, I very vividly saw angels all over the place, of every shape and size, as you would imagine, up on the property, in the trees, on the ground, in the airways, all around. So they're in place already, and they have been. Some of this will play out in the natural, and some even in the supernatural, I'm sure. So I went back to my rosary, or maybe this is previous to that. Regardless, I kept seeing these rotor blades and some kind of a rotor, like a helicopter craft, bringing payloads of construction materials and dropping them in a clearing. But I saw it long term. It wasn't like 2 or 3 trips, and that was it. It was like we may have our own bush pilot somewhere coming along for many, many seasons. Not only just to help if there's an emergency or this thing or that, but we may find somebody out there, or the Lord may send us somebody out there who is either a pilot or has a helicopter and would just love to jump in and do something like that. In which case, getting the refuge done by September wouldn't be so impossible. I kept seeing one of our helpers' face right in front of me, and the Lord's been giving him the same thing in prayer. It just so happens his brother is a very specific type of helicopter trainer in the army. Could it be that help will come from the air to bring materials in? He might be the one to procure the right kind of craft and to carry the right payload, whether it's heavy or if it's people or what. Just fly up there and drop them in and pull them out back and forth. So I don't know exactly what the Lord's going to do, but he's bringing up some kind of aircraft. In short, this vision was about a lot of people working, coordinating, well coordinated. Each group had a specific task. They were busy. They were getting it done. The thing about bringing in supplies and or people coming and going, well, I'm not going to presume to interpret every detail, but this stuff's just coming in a flow. And Claire said, All it would take is just one person with a helicopter to help us. That's all it would take. And Ezekiel also had a vision of a pastor who went to be with the Lord, which some of you know, Bill Bagby, and he was in heaven arranging schedules and plans for the Hermitages. Boy, we've got a lot of helpers in heaven. So please, heart dwellers, pray rosaries, asking Our Lady to take this cause under her wing. September is very late for trying to build anything, and this is going to take quite a bit of support to accomplish. Speaking of which, thank you so much for your donations, for keeping us going, and for your prayers and encouragement. They are priceless. We're all coming together in the Lord's heart to make His dream of the mountain, where believers become brides of Christ and find nothing in their lives more important than keeping Him company and teaching others around the world how to do the same. And by the way, just to remind you, He hungers for your company, dear ones. Truly, He does. God bless you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you for being a part of what the Lord is doing here.